Hello, episode 6. This is going to be the final episode of the semester, and to end things off, we're going to be playing some throwbacks, specifically 2000s and 2010s. I actually asked my Instagram followers for suggestions for songs, and originally this was just going to be like an all-genre thing, you know, no restrictions, but I got a lot of responses and I had to cut back the set list, so this is just going to be some pop throwbacks, and then I also included some of my favorites. So up first is Plain White. Oh, yeah. And also, before we get into it, I need to mention that these are going to be played in chronological order from when they were released. This is going to be the single release and not the actual album release. So some of these songs might actually be put later in the list when they should be actually played earlier. So yeah, first up is Plain White Tees by... it's Hey There Delilah by the Plain White Tees.
Hey there, Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Times Square can shine as bright as you, I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. What you do to me. Oh, 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 oh.
So that was Plain White Tees, Hey There Delilah. For me, that song is very nostalgic. I feel like my parents played that for me a lot when I was very young. So anyway, yeah, that was released on May 9th, 2006. So now we're heading to 2007 with Rihanna's Shut Up and Drive. That was Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna. That was released on June 12th, 2007. And honestly, I don't really remember that song. I think it got outshadowed by Don't Stop the Music, which was released on the same album. But sorry for whoever recommended that. I will not be saying names, but it may have just offended you. Next up is I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas, released in 2009, June 5th, or June 15th.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
that tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. Ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up. I got my money. Let's spin it up. Go out and smash it. Like, oh my God. Jump out that sofa. Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it,
let's live it up.
And do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. I got a feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling, ooh, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like, oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop. Round and round, up and down, around the clock. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
That was I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. That is a very nostalgic song for me. That was, as I mentioned in the previous episode with Lily, that was one of the four songs that I would have on repeat. And as 6-year-old Mason would call the song, it's actually not I Got a Feeling, it's the Tonight Song. Don't ask, I don't know. I was 6. Up next, the next song was released 6 days, actually, after I Got a Feeling, LaRue's Bulletproof. That was LaRue's Bulletproof. I find it pretty interesting that the entire instrumental is like an 8-bit or 16-bit like instrumental. It's pretty cool. So it's like very video gamey, very arcadey. Up next is TikTok by Kesha, and this song was probably the most requested, and also Kesha was probably the most requested artist. Yeah, I don't really have anything to say about it. Although it was released on August 7th, 2009.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up,
girl?
Grab
my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes. Trying on all our clothes. Boys blowing up our phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the party. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Don't stop, make it pop, DJ, blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop, no. Like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk. Boys try to touch my junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk. Nah, we go until they kick us out. The police shut us down. Police shut us down. Po shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight.
That was Kesha's TikTok. I swear I don't plan this, but another song with a very video gamey instrumental, although this one wasn't as directly 8-bit or 16-bit. Yeah, and if I was in the position of my followers, I think I would also suggest a song by Kesha, and probably it would probably be TikTok, because, I don't know, it's my favorite song by her. Up next is Train... Up next is Hey Soul Sister by Train, released only 4 days actually after TikTok on August 11th.
Thank you.
That was Train's Hey Soul Sister. Another iconic song, I think, in my opinion at least. I feel like it was definitely a top throwback song, maybe like my early like years, like 5 through 8. I don't know. I just remember listening to it a lot. Anyway, so that was released on August 11th, as I mentioned earlier, 2009. And now I think we're getting into the Pitbull songs, where, you know, you can't have a throwbacks playlist without any Pitbull song. So yeah, we're just doing one. I'm not gonna hurt your eardrums. yeah, so this is gonna be On the Floor by J-Lo and Pitbull.
J-Lo, ya tú sabes, no hay más nada.
It's a new generation.
Mr. Worldwide.
Of party people.
Get on the floor, darling. Get on
Red
the floor.
Red one.
Let me introduce you to my party people in the club.
I'm loose. And everybody knows I get off the train.
Baby's the truth.
I'm like Inception, I play with your brains, so I don't sleep or snooze. I don't play no games, so don't get it confused, no. Cause you will lose, yeah. Now pump it up and back it up like a Tonka truck, darling.
If you go hard, you gotta get on the floor. If you're a party freak, then step on the floor. If you're an animal, then tear up the floor. Break the sweat on the floor, yeah, we work on the floor. Don't stop, keep it moving, put your drinks up. Pick your body up and drop it on the floor. Let the rhythm change your world on the floor. You know we're running shit tonight on the floor.
Brazil, Morocco, London to Ibiza. Straight to LA, New York, Vegas to Africa.
Baby, if you're ready for things to get heavy, I get on the floor and act a fool if you let me. Lally, don't believe me, just bet me. My name ain't Keith, but I see the way you sweat me. L.A., Miami, New York, say no more, get on the floor.
Dance the night away, live your life and stay young on the floor. Dance the night away, grab somebody, drink a little more.
What an iconic song. Actually, that song I could have played during my Aren't They Copying episode, but I just didn't have the time slot, the amount of time, so I just left it off for this one, I guess. Anyway, we interrupt your daily programming for a PSA. Public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a really healthy deal. That has been a PSA from WMFO Medford, Tufts 91.5 radio. And I would say this PSA does hold up, except when you're on the green line and it shuts down at North Station. And then you have to transfer to the orange line just to get to where you want to go, when you could have stayed on the green line and it would have taken half the time. That is definitely not a personal experience. That is definitely not an anecdote. That definitely did not happen to me. Anyway, next up we have The Lazy Song by Bruno Mars. Now, Bruno Mars, I feel, is an artist that never falls off. I feel like 3/4, maybe even more of his catalog, they're just bangers, I think, so this is just one of his many great hits, The Lazy Song by Bruno Mars.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up, then stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my Snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to Dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today, have some really nice sex, and she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my god, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything.
That was the Lazy Song. Up next is Katy Perry's Last Friday Night. Another very, very good song. Yeah, here it is. I did not know that it had a mini, like, digitized sax, like, section. That's pretty cool, honestly. Definitely makes that song a lot better. I mean, like, it was a pretty good song already, but wow, I did not know that. Anyway, up next is Titanium by David Guetta and Sia. And fun fact, actually, this song was not supposed to have Sia's vocals on it. David Guetta actually released the song without Sia's permission, and the song actually kickstarted her career, because she originally was just supposed to songwrite for other people, but this actually debuted her solo career. Anyway, here is Titanium by David Guetta and Sia.
Mm-hmm.
That was David Guetta and Sia's Titanium. Up next is the next and final Rihanna song of the episode, Where Have You Been? This is a good song. I say this for all of them, but this is really a good song. I remember, was it Just Dance 3 or 2014? I don't remember, but my sister and I would always pick this song, and it was just so fun to let our energy out to this song. Anyway, yeah, here's Rihanna's Where Have You Been?
I've been everywhere, man, looking for someone who can please me, love me all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe, looking for you, babe, searching for you, babe.
Yeah.
all night long. I've been everywhere, man, looking for you, babe. Looking for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
That was Rihanna's Where Have You Been? Up next is Kesha's Die Young, our final Kesha song of the episode. Was Kesha's Die Young. Our final song of the episode is going to be my song's Know What You Did in the Dark by Fall Out Boy, the song that actually introduced me to Fall Out Boy when I was 8 and still in 3rd grade. Yeah, we're going to end it off with that one, and yeah, that'll be the final song.
Inside's in the meaning.
And that was it. Thank you for joining me in these 5 a.m. radio shows. This has been the final episode of the semester of On Aux by Mason on the WMFO Medford Tufts radio station. Next semester, hopefully I get a better time slot. And I think it'll be a lot better. I have a lot planned. I already have like 5 shows planned. And then some, probably more guests will join me at more convenient times for them. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure hosting for you. Have a great winter break, Jumbos.
Staring at the sea.